Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors.
Oh, man.
And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck you doing today?
I'm doing great, Alec. I recently picked up a show that Kevin had. He didn't even suggest it. He just said it's a good show to somebody else. So I started watching it. It's called Death by Lightning. It's about a cat named Garfield.
Yeah, and it's about the president, James Garfield.
Was he not a cat? Is that not how?
No, he was a person.
This whole time I've imagined him as a cat while I've been watching it.
If you have watched the first two episodes and haven't picked up that James Garfield is not a cat, I don't know how you're enjoying this
show. It makes so much sense that I haven't seen him eat one lasagna or complain about a Monday yet. All right, but it's still a good show, and it really got things rolling going into the Stars game last night. So I'm rolling today, baby.
All right, and I do want to talk about the Stars, but I'm also intrigued, especially when RJ was talking about how he's pro lower educational rates in the SEC, which I probably should have expected that opinion. I didn't, but I should have. Is tell me the story about Oklahoma, and then let's get to the question of what's the coolest thing you've ever skipped a class for.
Oh, man, I love that question.
And we will talk about the Stars as well, all here in the action-packed first segment.
All right, University of Oklahoma, which is very well known for meteorology because of the location that they're in, the tornadoes, all sorts of stuff. I think Carter said yesterday, on Sunday, as we were talking with Mike Adams, former Rangers pitcher Mike Adams.
Mike Adams is a jerk.
He's amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. But that's between you and him.
That's true.
He said everything but a tsunami pretty much at Oklahoma. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty good right there. In preparation for OU hosting a college football playoff game, the University of Oklahoma is adjusting its academic and campus operations in December 19th to accommodate traffic, parking, and safety measures. So basically they're saying, hey, look, we're canceling a lot of classes, final exams, schedule adjustments. We're moving some things around. No Saturday finals. So there we go. They are moving a lot of
finals on Saturday?
Well, dude, hey, man, you got to accommodate lots of different types of students nowadays.
Okay.
You know, not every student is just a kid that's living at home and got sent off to college. A lot of them are out there in the world working and making their way the only way they know how.
Oh, wow. I feel like that's a
song.
That was me.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, okay. I was one of those that was trying to get my degree and also raising a kid.
So we asked the question, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, also the Twitch, also the YouTube. What is the coolest reason you have ever skipped a class? Because going to the college football playoff, that's a pretty sweet-ass reason.
Yes. Yeah, that is absolutely a very cool reason. And, Alec, you never skipped class, right? Is that, or did you?
You know, people would assume that because of the big bulky glasses and stuff, but no, I knew how to have fun in college and high school.
You do look very smart.
Well, thanks, man.
Like, you look like you could at least be, what is it, not the professor in training. What's like the helper person who's
student
there?
Teacher?
Yeah. But there was like another.
The AR, the RA. Yeah, no, that's resident advisor. Yeah.
But the person who's like, they run your lab class.
Like the one in Road Trip that was trying to screw over the lead guy because he liked the girl.
Yeah. And so he's going to be a professor. That's what Alec looks like. He's like, he'll be your economics professor in another 5 years or so. He's just not there yet.
So in high school, I would frequently dip, just to go do some random things. All right. But in college, Kevin, it was the Rangers were playing against Tampa Bay, and it was like their first playoff game in forever. And was that 2010?
Yes.
And everybody, it was because we get middle of the day games.
This is the first time in 11 years.
Yeah, we get middle of the day games. And I was like, I reached out to my friends and I said, hey guys, let's all meet up.
Thank you.
Teacher's assistant, just like Alex said. But he said, hey, we're all meeting up. I think we went to Fuzzy's Taco, and they had one TV, and they weren't even playing the audio. And so we said, screw it. We went to a bar around the corner. The bar was packed with Rangers fans.
Wow.
And it was the coolest day. And Adrian, she was like, hey, look, I know you're supposed to be in class, and I know you have a child, and I know I'm working full time, but I'm going to take care of this for you so you can enjoy this one day.
Yeah.
And Kevin, it was awesome being able to watch the Rangers in a playoff game as they're getting – that sent them to the World Series. So that was – to be able to be around the friends and have one unifying thing in that bar, that was the coolest thing other than, you know, chicks and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who skipped for hooking up, but this one – this one's amazing from the 682. I skipped class because it was 72 degrees outside. Just perfect.
Dude.
Probably the reason they put me on academic probation. Shout out to UNT. Man, I hear you, but if you're just skipping because it's a nice day outside, I feel like you probably skipped other days too.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Because if you just skip one day, you can recover as long as it wasn't like an exam or some such.
But Alec, you've mentioned, and I've done this before, and you do it too sometimes, every once in a while in the year, and the company allows this, they're like, hey, we understand you need a mental health day. We totally get that. Now, I can't wake up that morning and be like, mental health day today. Sorry, guys, I'm not showing up. I usually plan my mental health days.
You need to, like, set the seeds?
Usually, I'll tell you, Kevin.
Man, because I've been really tired lately.
Yeah, I understand. Holidays are coming up. Oh. You gotta make it to the holidays. But that is the mindset is, guys, it might be a couple days I'm on verge, right? I've told you that before. Right. I'm on verge. I might just need a day. But man, you wake up and it's just glorious outside. Those are the days you're like, can't wait for work to be over so I can spend a little bit of time in the 72 degree weather out there.
I am not dismissing all the people who skip class to now retroactively do what they said is Tolo go. We have to stop this. But there's a few other unique ones that I really like as well from the 214. The local punk rock band was holding a show at the Dairy Queen across the street from high school, and everyone who followed them, including me, skipped afternoon classes to go to the Dairy Queen for a show.
That's awesome.
Just really like the idea that there was a concert at a Dairy Queen.
Yes.
I think that's really fun.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody who helped out. Yes, teacher's aid is in fact what I was looking for. I want skip class to go to Six Flags. Oh, somebody skipped class to go to WrestleMania in 2007. That's kind of awesome. Was that the Detroit WrestleMania?
I think so.
Yeah.
How would I know?
Okay. That was more directed at Alec.
Okay.
Because if you did know that, that would be pretty impressive. And I don't know if there's any truth to this rumor from the 858. Kyler Murray skipped classes to play Call of Duty. I don't know if that is correct
Did you read this about from the 619? Wasn't class, but skipped out of work for my first job at 16 as a lot attendant to watch a Cowboys playoff game against San Francisco.
Oh.
So it was like, hey, you know what? I'm going in to watch this game.
And then I skipped class to go see KNC at Taco Bueno. I love it.
Love that.
If you have to skip class this Friday, we're going to be at Uncle Julio's in Arlington. Not that I would ever advise you to do such a thing.
Two things. One, from the 903, Tolo going right now. Kevin, what's up, fellas? What's up to you?
No.
And then also, that person that skipped their job as the parking lot attendant, were you just standing in the parking lot letting people in? You were like, screw this, I'm going in to watch the game, and now everybody was going in to park for free? Because that's kind of awesome. I appreciate something like that. Now, Kevin, I know you, as somebody who loves capitalism, you're like, no, that's not okay.
No, it is, because like most people, I am pretty beat down by the parking attendant. And I'm
sorry.
Yeah, it's not their fault, but it's the same thing. Like, you ever see those memes when it was like $50 plus $10 shipping? Meh. $60 free shipping. Oh, that's kind of the way I feel about tickets. I honestly just wish they just charged me like $30 more for some of these tickets and then parking was free. I don't know why. I feel like I would be getting a deal, even though that makes no sense. But it sucks that you're like, hey, you already paid to come to this place. Now you have to pay to park your vehicle outside the place that you already paid, and that's a hassle to get into. And that just kind of sucks.
The 817, I once skipped class, pretended to be sick. I ended up in a parade and watch my best friend Rick his dad's red sports car.
No, no, no.
That was a dream.
That is the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And as we've established in this show, none of that happened. Cameron was having a flu-filled delusion. There's no way he was friends with those popular kids. No chance.
214, skip class to see my sister give birth. Skip class freshman year of college to go see Daft Punk. And from the 214, skip class to harass this one employee at Blockbuster. Kevin, I one time went to class.
If that was me, I got fired for that.
One time, what? I went to class, and here's why. I frequently would skip my environmental science class in high school.
It was a BS class.
It was first period. I don't even know why I woke up and went to school. I would get there, and me and my buddies would be like, all right, let's leave now. And I don't even know why I got up and went. But one day, he owned Trees, the club in Deep Ellum, and we found out the Toadies were coming back for their first concert since they like hit big and everything, and they were coming back to Trees. And so we go to him and we're like, Dr. Wyatt, please, is there any way? And he looked at us and he goes, guys, I haven't seen y'all but maybe three times all year. I have no clue how you think this is going to happen. And he goes, I'll tell you what, though. Y'all get 100 on your exam and a perfect score, and I'll give you tickets to this thing. Me and my buddy went home, studied our asses off, skipped every day up until the test. And because we had to study, obviously, guys. That's why.
Was that what the professor was hoping would happen?
When he gave the test back, Kevin, it had a ticket attached to it because both of us got hundreds.
Oh, man!
It was awesome!
I think
it
would have been funny if he gave you like a 99. He was like, oh, so close.
That's for how many days you've missed this year.
What if the situation he said was, all right, but you have to double up on classes. You have to sit through other lectures for classes you're not even in that I do. I want you to go to extra class just to really show.
So he wanted me to skip my AP English class for his?
Well, look, we would facilitate it.
I got you.
It would be a different class that it was.
Maybe my off period.
Yeah,
I got you.
It was okay.
I would have done it because I wanted to see the Toadies that bad.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. All right. I know that we had a lot of fun and maybe wasted some time, but I really enjoyed that. But you know what I also enjoyed? Give me cut number two, will you please, Alec? Because I enjoy the Dallas effing Stars.
Up high, Haskinen. Robertson. Score! They took their time. They worked throughout the entire zone. And Jason Robertson gets another. 19th of the season. Doubles the lead.
This is no longer a heater. This is who Jason Robertson is. I believe in the last 15 games, he has 16 goals. So, look, you don't have to be some sort of hockey super fan to know that is an incredible pace.
But even for a person who this is what they are, that's a heater.
Oh, for sure.
I don't want to discount what you said because I love the way you said that.
If you're on pace to score 80 goals, but big thumbs up to everyone involved.
Yeah, I wonder how many greats have stretches like this that just stay all season. I doubt it. I mean, I feel like you're going to have a couple games here or there, but the way he's performing, it's almost like you can just check either an assist or a goal for him every night and say, we're good there. Guys, we'll have one.
Okay.
It's where do we get the rest of them from?
I want to pause what you just said because I think there's an important distinction right there. You said goal or assist, and I do agree with that. If you're a point-a-game player, obviously you're damn fine. You're a quality player. But if you're anywhere near a goal-a-game player, you're a legitimate threat and weapon across the league that other teams have to game plan for. And I know, same thing.
You're Micah.
Same thing, yes. Same thing, and much like Micah, people are waiting to see what you actually do in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I hear that, but I'm going to enjoy it while it's rocking and rolling right now because it's awesome.
From the 214, Robo's been holding back. He's only trying to get that big contract. I will say, I do attribute a little bit of that to this. He understands the season. He understands what's at stake here. He also wants to make this Olympic team.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of other things that are motivating him. But, Kevin, I think the fact that he's healthy this year is one of the biggest factors because we've seen this dude play at this level before.
The only – and I understand the logic of the contract season. I really, really do. But the only issue I have with that, or I guess the primary issue I have with that, is 3 years ago he had the greatest offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Offensive season in the history of the Dallas Stars. So, like, I don't think this is necessarily coming out of nowhere. You've seen a two-season lull where he was still averaging about a point a game, but it wasn't to the same level as you saw in 22-23 when he was just unbelievable. There are so many things to like about the game last night. Thomas Harley is back. Jason Robertson scores another goal. Casey DeSmith continues to be tremendous replacement of Jake Oettinger when he's in there. He has been better than I think anyone outside of Casey DeSmith possibly could have hoped for. But we made reference to this in the crosstalk. I want to talk about what's going to play today, tomorrow, next year, years past, in the playoffs, on the road, special teams. If you have elite special teams in the NHL, you will always be able to compete. And take a look at what happened again last night. Winnipeg, 0-4 on the power play. Dallas has not allowed a power play goal in its last 9 games. That is freaking bananas. And then the corresponding move. What do they do on the power play? Going into this game, Dallas already had 30 power play goals. That was the most in the NHL. And guess what? They scored 2 more. So they're on a remarkable run right now, and it's crazy to think you are getting a power play goal a game. Like, that is wild.
Yes.
And so Jason Robertson,
as long as you're getting the calls, you know.
Yes.
Even still, you feel confident that that you're going to be able to get it those nights, and you're going to get those in playoffs too, as long as you keep playing that. And that's a lot of, give Glenn Gulitzin the credit for that.
Right.
He has faith in what he's going to attribute there. Kevin, or contribute. Somebody said 92 goals in a season is the record Wayne Gretzky. And I was like, that's cool. But what about points overall? I went to look.
That is the most unbreakable record maybe in sports.
The current player that has is that Connor McDavid, 153 goals or points. The goals. 153 points. In the top 11 single seasons, Wayne Gretzky has 9 of them, and Mario Lemieux has 2. Gretzky, number 1 with 215, number 2 with 212, number 3 with 208, and number 4 with 205. He has the top 4 single-season points.
And they're all over 200. Think about what that means.
Jason Robertson was, what, 1-something?
Game. He was averaging 2.5 points per game, and that's why I tell you what I think is one of the most mind-boggling stats in all the history of sports. You could take away, and I know Ovi just passed him, but Wayne Gretzky had scored the most goals in NHL history. You could take away every goal he ever scored, ever, and he would still have the most points in NHL history.
Insane.
That is insane. I think there's a bigger gap of greatness between Wayne Gretzky and the rest of the NHL than in any other sport. I think there's a bigger gap between Gretzky and number 2 than any other sport.
Oh, I agree.
That could be a fun topic for another day.
Technically, my question is, lore-wise, I don't think there's any comparison to Jordan. Respect that Jordan has comparatively.
I don't know.
I think it's a great conversation.
I think that's because basketball is just more popular in America.
I'd love to hear.
But that's a good question, because then I think you would obviously, Muhammad Ali, when it comes to boxing in the lore category, would be pretty high up there. That's an interesting side question.
All right.
It really is. And by the way, somebody
side quest.
Somebody asked this question, and we've talked about it in the past, but I just wanted to a really brief thing about it right here. Hey, Kevin, I don't understand the salary cap. Does the Robertson heater mean we won't be able to re-sign him most likely? If he continues at this pace, you would have to make some changes to clear the way for what his salary would be.
He doesn't Josh Hamilton you.
Yes, I agree. And that's the thing. If you wait until the end of the season, well, obviously there could be a bidding war. But if he shows out in the playoffs, I wonder if you'll be in a position where you're like, we're going to have to move some money or move off some players to make it happen. But in theory, no, you would not be able to keep him at this rate. But there's always things you can work on.
Yeah, sell some property. And then,
that's not necessarily what I meant, but I like that you're thinking outside the box. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Or the rink.
Right here
This is hockey we're talking about, Kevin.
Touche.
You're welcome.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's scout the Vikings right here on The Fan.
McCarthy down the seam, and what a drive for JJ and the Minnesota Vikings. Josh Oliver, the touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know what? There's so much stars to get to. I think we might get back into them at some point in this show. But right now, next up, start scouting the Vikings. Would you like to start with a particular player, offense, defense? What are you thinking?
Let's go ahead and hit the Justin Jefferson is a fascinating story because right now he's not good because J.J. McCarthy can't find him. Neither could Brosmer.
I won't hold the Brosmer one against him.
But I'm also trying to go back. Didn't him and Diggs have a pretty significant battle the last time those two squared off and it turned out Diggs' favor? I'm going to have to go back and look at the numbers on this. But I know in Alabama and LSU it was a torching, but it's a little bit different here. So I want to know, A, this is one of the reasons I want to know if Diggs is going to play and if he's ready to play.
Right. I feel like we'll get some insight on that today.
Yeah, but obviously Justin Jefferson is person that I focus in on first and foremost.
Okay, so let's talk about Justin Jefferson then. Only 4 catches for 15 yards in his last 2 games, but let's expand that out just a little bit. The 4 catches, I'm not trying to run afoul of Mickey Spagnuolo, are on 10 targets. I know that is not his favorite stat, but this is a stat we can all agree is egregious this season. How many touchdown catches do you think he has?
This year?
Yeah.
8.
Just 2.
Oof.
So, and I get it. Part of that due to injuries, part of that due to the maturation process of J.J. McCarthy, but I don't care who's throwing you the ball. You should be able to figure it out more than that. And so it really has been a struggle. And I'm not saying, oh, so you can clearly ease up on Justin Jefferson. I'm not saying that whatsoever. What I'm saying is, it is a super-duper positive for me that going into this game, what usually is the primary, one of the most feared weapons in all of the NFL has just really, they've really struggled regardless of the quarterback, regardless of the connection, because you can look back at J.J. McCarthy just had a really good game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to Justin Jefferson. So it's not just a case of, well, when McCarthy's on, so is Jefferson. You've seen it. When McCarthy is on, it still did not translate in that game to Jefferson.
I will say, you know, you're right. They threw the ball 16 times in this past game. And
was it 16 or did he complete 16?
I feel like I don't know.
He completed 16 passes. Yeah.
The run game, they can run the ball too. Jordan Mason's pretty strong little runner. He was strong for San Francisco last year, too. However, the quarterback play is so inconsistent.
For sure.
That I don't know what to expect from it. I was listening to Broadus and Wolchuk talk a little bit about Siobhan Revelle's game and how the knee brace is kind of giving him a little bit of, I believe they were talking about that just a little bit and how it's sliding. They can't quite get it to work right.
Right.
So if that's the case, do you want him on the field, or are you like, look, let's work through some other things first? But I just, the inconsistent play, the fact that Washington's so bad in the secondary right now and just can't stop anybody from throwing the ball, and Dallas is a little bit of both there. You don't know what you're
yeah.
So this is where it's kind of a coin flip for me on whether or not Justin Jefferson's going to have a good game. But I do know Addison's a very good receiver too, a deep ball threat. And if I'm Kevin O'Connell, I'm looking for every opportunity to throw over Malik Hooker and say, let's get after that.
Now, I want to go back around to J.J. McCarthy, because there were a couple of really positive things for him and the Vikings coming out of that last game, outside of just the victory. Here's the number one thing, and to me, this might be the number one thing to watch in this game. J.J. McCarthy averaged 2.56 seconds to throw. That is his quickest in any game this season by more than a quarter of a second. And you might be thinking, like, a quarter of a second in and of itself might not seem super long, but when that's the average and you're faster than that by more than a quarter of a second, J.J. McCarthy did a tremendous tremendous job at getting the ball out on schedule or ahead of schedule. So much better in that game than he had. So whether the Cowboys pass rush is excelling or not, that's something to watch out for, because if he can get the ball out quickly, that frequently will lead to an easier go for your quarterback. But
yes,
if he reverts, you might have the possibility to light him up. But if
what's
you want
the best way to make him hold the ball?
You're going to have good coverage at that intermediate level. Because, like, that's the thing. If you're throwing at that point, I get it. You can still have a deep ball at that point if you have that trust and that connection with your wide receiver. But really, you need to be spot-on coverage at the intermediate level. Because if you are, you're not going to be able to get rid of the ball consistently in 2.5, 2.4 seconds, which gives your defensive line at least a chance to get to the quarterback, right?
Yeah, and I'm looking at TJ Hockenson's numbers this year, and they're underwhelming. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, I figured whenever that trade was made, like, I was like, oh, man, that's significant. Why would Detroit do that? And then, like, the first couple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Games, he had a couple touchdowns. I was like, look at this dude.
Right.
And then this year, and maybe, you know, inconsistent quarterback play across the board with health.
Yeah.
Is another factor in that. But that's going to be your target that you're looking at, Kevin, that could be the one that hurts you that day if you're not getting at the intermediate level, if you're not getting those options.
And if you don't, then this is what's going to happen. The Vikings had their best drive of the season. You might argue their best drive in a couple of seasons. 19 play, 98-yard possession. in that pass game, in that last game. Now, I realize that Washington is ready to pack it up and everything like that, but you took 12 minutes off the clock and completed a dominant first half for the Vikings. So that was a great sign for them. The other thing that was really positive, they had seven drives in that game. Got to the red zone four times. Guess what? Four touchdowns.
Okay.
And that has been, we've talked about it, an Achilles heel for the Dallas Cowboys, absolutely, has been how do they convert when they get into the red zone? Well, it feels like, I know this is not the actual number, but it feels like 60% of the time they kick a field goal, right?
Yeah.
And you just saw a Minnesota team that has been able to convert in the red zone, at least in the last game.
Yeah. So I guess on the Cowboys offensive front, Brian Flores is the one that I'm most concerned with.
Yeah.
Because of his unique blitz packages. I mean, look what he did to Sam Darnold, dude. Sam Darnold's having a really good season. MVP caliber season. And Brian Flores, the boogeyman, said, I'm going to blitz him off the bus.
Yep.
And did. And so I think that's like anything Brian Flores is concerning to me. But I think that and especially if CeeDee Lamb's not on the field, how you approach that, I think that definitely falls into play on how you hope Ryan Schottenheimer is prepared to call this game.
So, look, it might not turn out the way I think, and I understand that I will get torched for that. My thought going into this game is very simple. How well can your offense play against that defense? Because I think the Vikings offense still kind of sucks, and I think you're going to be fine on that front. So
okay,
let's focus in. Look, if I'm wrong, I'll take the L. I just think their offense sucks, and you give up 20 points in this game, which feels like a victory for our defense that, well, at least after that last
game.
That
is a victory for this defense.
And you should be able to win this game. But
I think, dude, Steven told us Monday that exact thing.
Yeah.
If we can hold them to a reasonable number, is what he was kind of throwing out there. He was like, when I envision our best game with this team, our offense is clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah.
We're getting good contribution, better than the crap we got from Detroit. He didn't say that. I was paraphrasing in my mind. And then he was like, and hopefully we can keep them to a good number, which is basically what you said at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
If you can be mediocre on defense, middle of the pack,
right,
this is going to be a good year.
Especially at home. Like, that's one thing, look, I know Jerry has opined about the differences between home and road, but it's just a fact at this point. Your offense has played significantly better at home than it has on the road, and so I think you should be able to take advantage of that. But if there's anybody that would concern you, I think it is Brian Flores. That defense, in terms of yards per game, eighth best in the NFL. However, some of their offensive struggles, I think, have contributed to this next number. What do you really care about? Do you care about how many yards a defense gives
up? Hell no.
Care about how many points they give up?
Fact.
That drops to 12th. So you drop in defensive efficiency yards from 8th to 12th. And so the points are there to be had, and I think in part that's because the offense puts them in some pretty negative situations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you were just pointing out their red zone situations too.
Right.
And
which before this last game had struggled.
Watching McCarthy in those moments, he looks like he panics a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just kind of his feet get a little choppy. He doesn't know which way to escape the pocket a lot of times. And he doesn't... The one thing that he hasn't committed to is when he wants to run. That's one thing that he can run.
Sure.
And I think he hasn't committed to, you know what, I know when I'm going to do it, and that puts him in potential sack situations a lot of times.
Yeah, and if you can take advantage of that, there are a lot of positive defensive numbers, but then just the concept of having Brian Flores, you know he's going to have a plan. They give up the 6th fewest yards per play in the NFL, and that's great. But if your defense consistently has to start, like, at midfield, or even at...
Like we did against Detroit?
Yeah, exactly. If every possession starts like the Cowboys kick the ball to you, then your defense can be good all day, but you're still going to run into a problem in terms of points. I think tomorrow, perhaps we can talk some more about Van Ginkle and Dallas Turner.
Dude, the Gink is good.
He is. I wanted to throw one more thing out for you that I think you might see this play out a lot.
Would you rather me call him Ginky?
I don't.
The Gink?
I don't think I love either one of those.
Okay.
But you know.
He's got long hair.
That's for the toe. What does that have to do with it?
You can see it on the field. You'll know who he is by looking for the long hair, is what I'm saying, Kevin. We'll get to that tomorrow, though, all right? Well, right now, there's something else more important.
I was just going to say, I wonder if you're going to see a lot of the five-man Cowboys front, because J.J. McCarthy did really excel against the four-man front.
Yep.
And so I wonder if you'll see that ratcheted up, or you'll see some tweaks there. Because, well, against Detroit, you saw it early, and then it disappeared. So I would like to see more consistent push towards pressure on McCarthy. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. We will discuss if there's actually anything to those Seager rumors, plus more from the winter meetings next on The Fan.
Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive, deep center field. Thomas going back, checking the wall, looking again, and it's gone. A blast to dead center for Corey Seager. His 15th home run of the year gives Texas a 1-0 lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time to fire up some baseball nuggets. Feel like we probably need to start with the idea, is there anything to the Corey Seager rumor? So the rumors bounced around from a couple of different, a national spot, a Red Sox spot, that the Red Sox would be interested in Corey Seager. Another one said that the Red Sox discussed a potential trade with the Rangers for Corey Seager. Now, keep in mind a couple of things about this. Alec, I'm gonna call you up on the phone. I'm the Rangers, or I'm the Red Sox, and you're the Rangers. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hello.
You should have let it ring longer. Oh.
This is the Boston Red Sox. Would you have any interest in trading Corey Seager?
Not really, no.
Thank you for your time. Now, that means that you discussed a trade, and it can be as simple as that. And I don't actually know why I use the phone, because they are at the winter meetings, so I kind of botched that. Don't worry about that part. My point is, if you even ask a question to another team, that can be described as, well, we discussed the potential for a trade, even if the Rangers shut it down straight away. So, and I said this in Crosstalk, I will go back to it. The Red Sox have also been rumored with Alex Bregman, with Ketel Marte. It does kind of feel like the Red Sox are out there on a lot of players, and so take that for what you will. Does that mean I kind of dismiss the idea that, like, Corey Seager's the guy? Yes.
At the moment, there's nothing to it.
Yeah. Because you heard our phone call.
Because I just heard the phone call, obviously.
Yeah.
The 214. Jeff Wilson's most recent tweet says Rangers fans shouldn't worry about this winter regarding Corey Seager. That's because the Rangers haven't got an offer yet. Okay? So, like, and that's where this really starts. The Rangers would be willing to listen. I guarantee that.
I know that for a fact.
I know that. Yeah. They would be willing to listen. But they're not listening to, hey, we're giving you some dude from high A ball.
Right. Right.
That's not going to pull this off.
Which in the Marcus Semien deal, didn't you feel like that was a different world where they were like, yeah, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Whereas Corey Seager, they're like,
you deliver us via carrier pigeon your greatest offer.
Right.
And if you don't do that, we're not even worried about it.
Right.
We will go into this season happily with Corey Seager. Sure. But if y'all want to make an offer,
yeah.
Let's see what you got.
Yeah.
And Kevin, that's how most of us live our lives anyway. Like, most things, I'm not giving up Adrian and my kids for anything. My dog? See what your offer is.
I did not expect that to be this.
Dude, he might be a valuable asset.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
He's a star player like Corey Seager. Give me something that's going to blow me away.
Okay.
And that's what I think, that's where, if you're saying right now, as the Rangers, we're at the winter meetings, Chris Young or Ross Fenstermaker was having drinks at a bar, and a guy said, hey, we'd love Corey Seager. They're like, thumbs up. What you got? And he's like, nothing yet. All right, cool. Good to go. That might be as far as it's gone, but you have to make the Rangers want.
Yeah.
And go, that's going to make a difference in our franchise. And right now, that hasn't happened.
And the other thing is, it's not as simple as there was only Team Semien and Team Seager. I don't want to make it sound like that. But those two players did have a distinctly different vision for how to lead the team. And
I like the amount of consonants you put on distinctly.
Distinctly.
I like that.
And the Rangers were in a hurry to move on from Semien. So I think that tells you a lot about either A, leadership, or B, they're like, eh, we don't care about that part as much as this is a still a far more productive player. But and so they essentially selected for a variety of reasons Corey Seager. So to me, the idea that then he would be next out would be a little odd.
When it comes to Semien, and I'll be honest with my feeling on this, we will always love him for winning a World Series.
100%.
He was not a guy that we raised.
Sure.
We love raising our own teams.
Sure.
Like we love in DFW, we want it to be our guy that wins. He was there with us the whole time. He was a mercenary that got brought in, invested a large contract. He got older quickly,
right?
After that World Series, and the production stopped. So get the best out of the production that you possibly can while you can. And that was what they did was they got Nimmo and they were like, this is hopefully better production in a position that they need.
Yeah.
And they might have a couple of different people they can put at second base. So yeah. They feel pretty comfortable with that move. With Seager, this is your Bonds, your Juan Gonzalez, your Josh Hamilton, this is the guy that you're like, you gotta do something special to get.
Yeah. So I think that conversation would be very similar to what Alex said when they were asked, do you want to trade him? They said, not particularly. And so with Semien, I feel like the Rangers were like, well, what about X, Y, and Z? Whereas in this one, they need the team to come back like the Red Sox and be like, well, what about this, this, and this? Like, you're going to have to be aggressive. I'm not ruling out. I still think it could be possible that you would move Corey Seager. But I'm not inclined to believe that just because the Red Sox asked a question, just like they did on Marte and Bregman and other people, that this has much to it.
Well, and the Yankees have already come out and said, we're not operating with a blank checkbook.
Right.
So when it comes to making these types of moves also, it's not like we're just going to throw whatever we want to at people.
Right.
But you're right. The in the moment, you don't have any reason, because no offer is available.
Yeah.
You start looking at those options, though, Kevin. You start throwing in some hey, power windows, maybe some heated seats.
Gotcha.
Those things kind of change your mind every once in a while.
All right. Do you want me to tell you the story I think you'll be kind of indifferent to, or the one that's going to make you mad?
I mean, I want to be mad more than indifferent.
Well,
I'd rather be mad than indifferent.
Here we go. Let's talk about Kyle Tucker. Now, the Mets and the Yankees, they're interested in Kyle Tucker. But then there's this other note circulating around there. The Los Angeles Dodgers might be interested in trying to give a ridiculous per year average on a shorter term deal for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I kind of felt this all along.
To try to get the job done. After the news of the day yesterday, and really the day before, the year before that, would you be irritated if the follow-up to Edwin Diaz was, let's go ahead and snag Kyle Tucker just because? They probably want him for more reasons than that, but, you know.
So when he was an Astro, obviously I hated him.
Right.
And he was an irritant for this team, too, because he was good.
Sure.
It felt so good to see him do nothing against the Rangers on that run to their World Series. Him going and being a Dodger would be status quo.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change my feel. Kevin, I want every team to try to field an all-star team.
Sure.
We want to see that. I'm not mad at the Dodgers for doing it. I understand some teams are like, well, the rich keep getting richer. That's fine, but at least they're doing it. At least they're not a rich team that's like, we're not going to do anything. I'd hate that even more when a rich owner is sitting there going, let's scale back, guys.
Right.
That irritates me even more. But when rich ownership is like, let's go spend. Let's go make winners. Let's not make a three-year dynasty. Let's do 10. Yes, please. More of that. But I also understand the situation it's put teams in, as you completely described yesterday. I wouldn't have a problem with them doing it just because if you got it, go do it. That's what your fans want.
Now, the thing you might be more indifferent about, the White Sox got the number one pick in the draft lottery for the 2026 draft, and the Tampa Bay Rays picked up the second pick. The Texas Rangers are going to pick number 16. So
good for us.
There you go.
Also, I did see that there is another local. I believe it's Argyle.
Yes.
We have another local shortstop that's going to go in the top five.
And that would be Grady Emerson.
Yeah.
So I think Grady Emerson is a viable option for the number one pick. It does feel like perhaps there's some more fluidity, right, in terms of who could be the number one pick this year than in other years. And by the way, I'm not saying this for any other reason, but I think it's fun. One of the options is a shortstop from Alabama, Justin LeBron. And I just think that that's a fun name to have. But you're right. Yet another shortstop prospect, Grady Emerson from Argyle High School, who he has been across the perfect game circuit, all the national circuits, potential five-tooler right there, as you probably would guess if you're in the mix to be the number one draft pick.
There you go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.